Former Obama CIA Chief Michael Morell donates to Nikki Haley. By Wendell Hasebo on February 20, 2024. Michael Morell, the CIA director under former President Barack Obama, donated $1,000 to former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley's presidential campaign in November, according to campaign disclosures. Morell became an infamous political character after organizing a letter from 51 former spy chiefs that falsely alleged the New York Post's reports on Hunter Biden's laptop from hell appeared to be Russian disinformation, a House Judiciary Committee report found. Morell's claim, reported as fact before the 2020 general election, was proven false in 2024 by Biden's Justice Department in Hunter Biden's court documents. But the damage appeared complete. It took the establishment media more than a year to admit the story was false. Hunter's laptop holds authentic communications that can be verified, the Washington Post admitted after not pursuing the story for 532 days. CNN also finally admitted Hunter's laptop from hell was authentic 532 days after the initial story broke on October 24, 2020. After nearly 2 years, The New York Times reported the emails from Hunter's laptop were his. Polling shows 71% of Americans say accurate reporting of Hunter's laptop from hell could have altered the 2020 presidential election. Morell is now backing Haley's 2024 presidential campaign. Haley opposes many America First policies due to her contrary views on foreign policy, free speech, government spending, and social policy. She stated, "Every person on social media should be verified by their name." Haley believes in defending Ukraine's eastern border with American taxpayer funds. She said the government should not intervene if parents decide to put their children through irreversible, life-altering transgender surgery. Haley supports importing migrants for jobs that would otherwise go to better-paid Americans. Throughout the race, Republican presidential contenders spent more than $167 million in losing efforts to defeat former President Donald Trump in New Hampshire and Iowa. Trump spent just $34.1 million. Related, Trump shades Nikki's non-victory celebration, "She can't get away with bullshit." Li Fang and Jack Powelson from LiFang.com reported on Haley's further ties to the administrative state, which Trump pledged to purge. Haley, who has called for bombing Iran, as well as escalating U.S. military confrontations with Russia, China, and against adversaries throughout the Middle East, is now a favorite of many D.C. establishment interests. John Lerner, one of Haley's closest campaign strategists, is a member of the Vandenberg Coalition, a neoconservative group founded at the beginning of Biden's presidency attempting to revive support for greater U.S. military engagement overseas. Last October, one of the authors profiled the group and its attempts to influence the 2024 presidential election. The FEC records suggest many high-ranking former intelligence and national security officials are backing Haley, who has consolidated support among most Republicans seeking an alternative to Donald Trump in the GOP presidential primary. Another interesting former intelligence official backing Haley's presidential bid is Doug Fay, who served as Under Secretary for Defense Policy for Bush after a stint as a Lockheed Martin lobbyist. Fay was a driving force in the Iraq War push to exaggerate the evidence that Saddam Hussein was in possession of weapons of mass destruction, the primary narrative used to justify the unprovoked U.S. invasion. Related, Nikki Haley, "Unhinged Trump doesn't deserve to be president." Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.